The question of pedestals was of keen interest to Rodin, who made use of all their possibilities. A pedestal supports the work, brings it into view, and protects it. With Rodin, the pedestal became an integral part of the work. He presented Ugolino and his children on a column in the retrospective of his work in 1900. A few examples of this kind of presentation can be seen in this gallery, including Left Foot of the Thinker and the bust of Madame Fenaille, whose pedestal is also cast in bronze. Initially conceived for the gates of hell, as we saw in the maquette at the beginning of our visit, Ugolino and his children was separated from it and became an independent work. The subject, taken from the Divine Comedy, recounts the punishment suffered by Ugolino, a 13th century Italian count. After having governed through terror, he is condemned for treason and imprisoned with his four sons. Driven mad with hunger, he is reduced to the state of an animal. Legend has it that he ate the flesh of his children. This is what Ugolino's humiliating pose suggests here with such force. Here is how Paul Gsell described the emotion this work created in him when he visited the exhibition.
"This is a figure of grandiose realism. It does not recall at all the group by Carpeau. It is even more pathetic, if this is possible. In Carpeau's work, the Pisan count, tortured by rage, hunger, and the pain of seeing his children near death, bites both of his fists. Rodin has shown the drama at a later moment. The children of Ugolino have died. They lie on the ground, and their father, changed to a beast by his hunger pangs, crawls on his hands and knees over their cadavers. He leans towards their flesh, but at the same time violently throws his head to the side. In him is let loose a terrible conflict between the brute who wants to eat his fill and the thinking being, the loving being, who is horrified by such monstrous sacrilege. Nothing is more poignant